Blog Talk Radio.
Girl, do you see?
Give y'all an update on what I could regarding this little frivolous ass lawsuit.
Now, Joe Biden says that America is systemically racist.
Celebrities are getting mad. They don't want you to see.
Okay, I'm sorry to keep the people waiting. I have to get into some things real quick. Okay. Okay.
Five, four, three, two, one.
Live from San Francisco, broadcasting around the world. You're listening to the Armand Wiggins Radio Show.
Get in here, get in here, everybody, get in here. Get in here, get in here, everybody, get in here. Get in here, get in here, everybody, get in here. Oh, I want to bring that beat back. We got to bring that beat back. We got to bring that beat back. It's a good day today. We got to bring the beat back. Okay. Okay.
The original.
Okay. Get in here, get in here, everybody, get in here, get in here, get in here, get in here, everybody, get in here. Get in here, get in here.
in the mix.
Who is this freak of nature?
With DJ Armand.
Get in here, get in here. Everybody get in here. Okay.
Oh my God. All right. Y'all here? Are y'all here? Are we getting to some things? Listen, I know y'all was like, okay, hurry up. I'ma be honest with you. I'm checked out. We're going to get into why I'm checked out anyway, because I'm not going to be here for a week, because I'm going out of town. I'm going out of town. So I'm going to be gone for Labor Day weekend. So I'm going to tell you all about that. So I got to get my life together. Okay. So we got to bring, I'm a little checked out. So it's not going to be a long show, hopefully. Okay. But we're going to get into some things. All right, so what are we talking about? I have to update the title. So we're talking about, what's her name? What's homegirl's name? Adele and the band Two Knots. We're talking about, what is the girl's name? I just be forgetting. Doja Cat and the VMAs.
Well, we'll get to that.
We're talking about Jaguar Wright. She is alleging that I am the reason that her and Mary J. Blige are beefing. News to me, them girls are three times my age. I don't know how I could have made them be, but we'll talk about it. And then lastly, of course, we love talking about good old Tasha K. She is on a stress rant. Tasha K is on a stress rant. Okay? Those ISO Nutriverse teas are not selling. You know what I'm saying? You know, the subscriptions on the Patreon are running low. All the donations have gone dry. Oh, y'all forgot she was selling the Nutriverse. You know that's a Ponzi Pansy pyramid scheme. I told you Tasha K is going broke. Stupid. All right, we'll talk about it. But let's stop being dramatic. How's everybody doing? Okay. What? All right. So what we talking about first? Oh God, I forgot to even talk about Niecy Nash is eating a punan. If we get to that, we'll get to it. All right. So let's start with Adele. I'm so uninterested in this situation. Here's my thing with Adele. This looks a goddamn mess. Okay. Nothing about this looks good. Now here's the thing. Adele is under fire. Because she had the band Two Knots on with the Jamaican flag. She was being accused of cultural appropriation. Now, she was at the Nottingham Carnival. This happens every year in West London or East London, something like that. I may not be saying it right, but this happens in London in the streets. However, they're doing it in a park for, you know, the social distancing, I guess, effect. And so she was just paying homage. And she went to the, you know, to the Caribbean culture. And I don't know if Bantu knots are Caribbean, but I don't, you know, don't give me the line. I don't know. But people are like, why is Adele doing this? You know, it's cultural appropriation. Now, a lot of people actually, to my surprise, didn't have a problem with it. And they actually liked it. They laughed it off and they thought it was great. Here's my thing. I actually like the people. I don't have a problem with it either way. It doesn't really bother me. I'm here for whatever the case may be. I just think it doesn't look good on her. I think she could have took a better picture. You know what I mean? I just don't like it. She looked stupid to me. I get the homage, but it just don't look cute. You know what I mean? So that was where I was coming from. I didn't get triggered one way or another. Like, oh, you know, she's, you know, cultural appropriating or something like that. I just noticed it, and I was like, oh, okay, cool, whatever. Adele looks skinny. She's getting a little thicker, but she got skinny. Don't get it twisted. She is getting that weight a little bit back, Adele. You better slow down on them cheeseburgers. Just because you lose the weight don't mean you can't get it back. We are in the middle of a pandemic. You better stop that, girl, because you would just as fast as you lost it, you'll gain it right back, and wouldn't that be a fool? Stupid.
Perfect.
All right, so anyway, like I said, I just don't think that she looked that great in the face. I feel like the makeup wasn't right. I just feel like she's not that cute in the face for the style. The style does not fit her face, nor her head, or her body. So here's the thing. I feel like that.
I'm actually more here for the people that were like, she's culture appropriating. Listen, I like those people that keep the same energy. You know what I mean? If you're going to have it with some white women, some Caucasian, some Armenian, some, you know, Hispanic women, have it with all. Don't let Adele get a pass because it doesn't look as cute on her or because she used to be fat. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, oh, it's Adele. We're happy for her. We're cheering. She lost the weight. And, you know, granted, she doesn't look, you know, because she is not the cutest, because I could guarantee you.
And see, this is going to trigger a few people. This is going to trigger a few people. Y'all might not think she's cute, but
if Adele would have came looking like this, the girls would have been pissed. Oh, it's cultural appropriation all day long. But because she looked like a scarecrow, it's okay. But had she put on a mug, bitch, and a look, the people wouldn't have been here for it. But, you know, the people are like, oh, it's Adele. Oh, no. Keep the same energy. Don't root for Adele because she used to be fat or she's the underdog or we don't like the Kardashians. I'm just saying. Because if Khloe had this on, you know, if this was a Kardashian, the Kardashian would have pulled it. They would have pulled the look completely together. The whole world would have been in shambles. It wouldn't have been one person that agreed with it. It wouldn't even have mattered if she was paying homage and it was the right time, the right setting. They would have been laying the Kardashians out. I actually found this on the blog where they were laying her out for this hair. But because it's Adele and she used to be fat and she ain't really serving like that, you know what I'm saying? It's okay. I know, I get it. So I'm here for the girls that are like, no, it's BS either way. And so I think it's a mess. I don't think Adele should have did it. If she wasn't going to do it right, don't do it. Don't do it. If you're not going to do it right, don't do the look, period. It's just that simple. You're not going to do the look, don't do the look. Pay it. Don't do the look. Okay? All right. Let's move on from Adele. Oh, who's next? Okay, let's do Niecy Nash. Did anybody know that Niecy Nash was a... Oh. Well, I could say it. I'm gay. Did anybody know that Niecy Nash was a carpet muncher? Did we know that Niecy Nash liked to eat the punan? I didn't know this. Fun fact, I went to Niecy Nash's house one time in my life. Been to her house when she was actually married to her husband, ironically. Oh, sheesh. Now that I think about it, wow. I've been to that house. Mm-hmm. I have. I've definitely been to her house with her husband. She was cool, very down to earth. She may not remember me, but I definitely was there. And we gossiped. And she spilled some tea on some of your favorite celebrities. And she was not really... Listen, she didn't really hold back, but of course I'm not going to say that right now, but who cares? Nobody watches this stupid show anyway. Speaking of that, I just got wind that Megan Thee Stallion watches the show, and I got wind that Tati Westbrook watches the show. Shout out to Tati Westbrook, and shout out to Megan Thee Stallion. We knew that Meg watches the show, but nobody really watches this stupid show, right? Yeah, so I didn't know that she was eating punan, and neither, I guess, did the rest of you. So I had just got this article when I was actually trying to come online, and the article says, Niecy Nash said I do, marries Jessica Betts. I don't know who the hell Jessica Betts is. This just popped on my phone. I just added it. I thought it'd be interesting to talk about. Niecy Nash is trying her hand at marriage again. And this time it's with a woman. The Claw star recently tied the knot with singer Jessica Betts, and Niecy is taking her partner's name. Oh, so she's going to be Miss Carol Denise Betts. So she's not going to be Niecy Nash? Is Niecy her first name? Anyway, I don't know. Niecy just announced the marriage on social media, and she's now Mrs. Carol Denise Betts.
Well, TMZ broke the story that Niecy filed for divorce from her husband, Jay Tucker, back in December. And in March, the exes finalized their divorce. Niecy became officially single in the eyes of the law June 21st, and it only took her a couple of months to get married again. The wedding ceremony in the middle of the pandemic looks beautiful. Niecy's wearing a flowing white wedding gown, and Jessica's in a tie and vest. The marriage is coming as a surprise to lots of folks. Most people did not know that Niecy was engaged to a woman. She's always been an LGBTQ ally, but was never out until now. As Niecy says in her Instagram story with Jessica, hashtag plot twist. Well, congratulations to Niecy Nash, and may the Spirit of the Lord be with you. Okay? To leave your, maybe women get to the point where they're just like, you know what? Screw these guys. Screw these niggas. I'm done. I want some punan. I want the wet and gushy. Put the nunit and the pop and the wet and gushy. How I go? I don't even know the song. All I know is the wop with the wet and gushy. You know what? Fun fact, I watched a flick, and if you know what a flick is, it scared me. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to come and make me throw up in my mouth. So I watched a little bit of flick runtime, right? And I saw the girl with the wet and gushy, and it really scarred me. This I knew. I don't like women. I didn't know that much comes out. Like, it shoots. It sprays out. I was like, oh, my God. It's just like, I'm like, oh, my God. No way. No, I can't do it. I didn't know it shoots out like that. I don't know what I thought it did. But it just... Whew. All right. That's a whole nother conversation, okay? So, yeah. Anyway. Somebody gonna say that was piss. Shut up. Y'all is stupid. Okay. All right. So what we talking about next? Loose Lady of the Night, Doja. Well, the VMAs was beautifully done, right? The setup, I loved it. It was in all five boroughs about five boroughs in New York. Don't give me the try to state a list of boroughs because I don't know. I'm not from New York. Just one of my favorite cities. All right. But it was nice. I loved how they laid it out. However, I would have liked to see more people get awards than just Lady Gaga, right? I mean, sheesh. If I wanted that, I could have just watched the Lady Gaga documentary somewhere. I mean, I was bored. Every time I looked up, it was Lady Gaga in a dress accepting an award. I'm like, okay, great. We get it. This is the Lady Gaga award show. Was she the only one there? I think between Lady Gaga and The Weeknd, those were the only people at the VMAs. Well, and the host, Kiki. Whew. Lady Gaga's performance was terrible, but it was good to see that Lady Gaga actually came back to the weirdness for it to accept her Tricon Award. I still don't understand what a Tricon Award is, but I think it's really, really great that Lady Gaga got back to the weirdness because that's where the fashion is really on point. Okay? Thought that was great. Just tired of seeing her win every freaking award. Shout out to Megan Thee Stallion. She won Best Hip Hop. BTS. I enjoyed watching them try to talk English. That was great for me. Outside of that, I couldn't understand why The Weeknd still looked like his face was beat up. And I don't understand why he was, you know, it was just so hard for him to accept the awards. I get it. But at the same time, The Weeknd's performance was probably by far my favorite just because I don't know what building that was. Was that the Empire State Building? I don't know. If it was, hopefully that's a ding-ding for me. But that was beautiful. I love that. Didn't you love that? Oh, my God. That's just like amazing. Like, I feel like if that would have been me up there performing, I would have felt like, you know what? I have arrived. Like, I'm performing to New York. And the rest of the country, the rest of the world, like, and then the drones went all the way around, and then you could see the fireworks shoot out from the water. Oh my God! If I was him, I probably would have stood up there and just cried, like, oh my God, I'm here. This is me. Like, that was amazing. That was amazing. Oh, I didn't see the pre-show. People are talking about Chloe Halley at the pre-show. I didn't see the pre-show. Speaking of didn't see the pre-show, I almost didn't see the VMAs. However, I'm glad I seen it because I at 5 o'clock this morning, I had Barb's dragging me. Apparently, I am very, very biased, and I was not going to rush on live just to champion Doja Cat because the Barb's like Doja Cat because Doja Cat gave Nicki a number one. So the Barbs were attacking me, calling me a fake and a fraud, and I'm Cardi B's payroll because I had shit to do yesterday, and I was not running to talk about, and not to mention, I'm 3 hours behind Eastern Standard Time, so when you guys all seen the VMAs, it was only 5 o'clock here. And I don't have satellite. I have Comcast. Besides, I wasn't home, so I didn't see the pre-show. So anyway, I wake up to a bunch of text messages and DMs. Oh, so you're not going to go and talk about the VMAs, huh? Because Doja Cat performed better than Meg, and you're a fave. Like, well, what are we talking about? I'm going to get to it today. Like, what do you want? Give me a break. Can I get up? Can I brush my teeth? Can I sit on the toilet? Can I do my thing first? My goodness. No. You ran to cover Megan Thee Stallion's boring, terrible performance. Hold on. I don't even like Doja Cat like that. Give me a break. Well, here's the thing. Speaking of Doja Cat, I will say this. Doja Cat's performance was great. It was fantastic. It was an amazing show. The choreography was great. Shout out to my friend, Full Out Courtland, for an amazing performance, amazing choreography. I love Full Out Courtland. He's known me from back in the gap. So I'm always going to support that. The choreography was great. Shout out to my friend. Shout out to my bud. He did his thing on that. Now, as far as Doja Cat, I really wasn't a big Doja Cat fan in the first place. She, to me, I don't care what anybody says, Doja Cat is not a rapper to me. Doja Cat is a pop star. So she's like all in one. She exudes celebrity. She exudes star. She definitely has it. The dancing was one point. That probably was, you know, overall performance the best. I still like The Weeknd's better because it just gave me an energy. It gave me an energy of power. And it just that performance to me, The Weeknd, I would have rather that gave me life. Doja Cat was cute for, you know, for the overall performance, but I think that The Weeknd's performance was better for me. Like, it fed my spirit looking at it. So I actually prefer The Weeknd's. However, Doja Cat was great. But again, I think, and you can't force it on me. Now, most of black people in urban media and urban blogs and urban community, you guys that I'm talking about, you guys are very, very fickle. All it took was for Doja Cat to pop lock and drop it like that. And all of a sudden, everybody loved her again. Now she's that girl. She's the princess. She's crowned queen. I'm just like, Doja Cat was, damn, I wish they could do that to me. Goodness, I mean, we here a year later and I'm still getting dragged for some shit. But Doja Cat called you guys a nigger, and it's okay. She said it with the ER, nigger. And all it took for her was to do this. Girl, I be twerking every day, and y'all don't let it go. My goodness. I wish that was that easy. Y'all done forgot about the loose lady of the night, the nigger, and all that off of this. Is that all I gotta do? Tell me. Is that all? Let me see. Let me see. Let me put on a B. Let me put on a B. Let me see if y'all forget now. Then you know, let's see. Let me see. Let me see. Let me put on a B. Is that all I gotta do? Goodness. Okay? Now, I don't want to hear nothing else. Is that all I got to do? Sheesh. Okay. It's the pop lock for me. Now, I will say this. It was a very good performance. It was good. Was it better than Meg Thee Stallion's? Absolutely. Meg Thee Stallion's performance was trash compared to that. However, Doja Cat was not shot in the feet. Both feet. Twice. Or one time. Whatever. You know. Well, shit. Meg's story gets conflicted. My story gets conflicted. Shit, I don't remember how many times she was shot or how many feet she was shot in. But you know what I'm saying. Meg was shot. Grief. But Meg, you shouldn't have did that performance if you wasn't going to be ready, Meg. I think that they rushed that. Yeah, so if you want to hear me say it, sure. Doja Cat's performance was a lot better than Meg. It was. But that still doesn't change the fact that I don't like Doja Cat's personality. She just triggers me. Not really triggers me, but she's one of them girls that I'm just not into. Like, she's like, I don't like her sense of humor. Like, I'm just not into that kind of sense of humor. It's like, it's just different. It's just not my style. It's not my taste. Because I'll be like, I'm not into that. Like, she's too quirky and weird and just dry. Because I wouldn't know how to take it. Like, you know what I mean? I feel like she could, like, low-key insult me. And so anytime she made a joke, I wouldn't know if she was trying me or if she was just making a joke. So I don't think I would be cool with her because I'm like, girl, did you just try me? Or are you being funny? Like, you know what I mean? And so that's my thing. Okay, so hold on. Let me get to some of these super chats. So do we know if Nicki had a baby? I told you guys Nicki Minaj had a baby a long time ago. You guys just don't be believing me. Yes, Nicki had the baby. I heard. Lisa Bay said, I've never seen you before. I've literally never seen you. Hey, Armand, can I be a moderator since 2019 and with a member since 9 months? Yeah, let me see you. If I could see that you're a member and you can be a moderator. You've been here? Absolutely. Okay. So, all right. Well, okay. Are we ready to keep it moving? Who are we talking about next? I don't even know what we got going on here. Okay, who are we talking about next? Shout out to the 27,000. We're going to have it. That was just God. Thank you for that download, universe. 27,000 people are going to be in our chat one day. We're going to have 27,000 people live in the chat. I just see that number. It's 2,700. But we will have 27. They just gave me a download. That's the lucky number. So we need to look for that. 27,000. Shout out to the 2,700 people in the chat. Oh, now it's 28. All right. Okay. What are we talking about now? Oh. Jaguar? Are we already on Jaguar? Now, Jaguar said that Mary bad. Okay. I'm going to keep my hat on today. However, stop playing with me, okay? Because I got to keep my stuff together today because I'm going out of the town and stuff. So you see what I'm saying? Like, I have to really kind of pull it together. So I can't really play with you like that, okay? And Mary, I don't know how you got in this, Mary. Listen, Mary, I am so sorry. I'm so sorry, Mary. Jack. Why did you bring Mary into this? What did Mary do? Well, apparently, Jaguar Ride is looking for a moment still. However, this is the last time I'm addressing Jaguar Wright. Jaguar Wright, you will no longer be content on this channel. Actually, after this, if you tag me in one more post, I'm going to block you. And here's why. Because you've had the opportunity, not once, not twice. Here's the third time you've had the opportunity to come on the show, call in. But you keep tagging me and you keep saying stuff. Call in. Come on the show and let's talk about it. If not, keep it to yourself and keep it moving. All right, so here's the thing, because I'm not talking about you anymore. You're done. Well, she is insinuating that I, Armand Wiggins, am the reason that her and Mary J. Blige are beefing. Don't believe me? This is what she said. So let me read it to you. Because I sent it to somebody today. I was going to pull it up, but I was like, I'm not pulling this shit up. Let me read to you what she said. Because she's, okay, so she was dragging Mary. She just went on a rant. I don't know. I don't follow her. So I don't really know what's going on. She went on a rant yesterday or the day before. She's been tagging me and shit all week. So I'm just like, whatever. I don't know what she's tagging me in. I'm not paying attention. If you're not telling me you're coming on the show, I don't care what you're talking about. She's tagging me in her old music, and she was like, tell Mary to do this. And like, she's on like some type of bipolar manic rant. So she's telling, you know, me to tell Mary to do something. I'm like, girl, I don't have nothing to do with you and Mary. Yeah, tell Mary to let me see Mary do this. I'm like, girl, tell Mary what? I don't know Mary. Mary is not my generation. What did Mary have to do with me? You went off on Mary. You said that the people was clapping for you instead of Mary J. Blige when she was on the mic and you were sitting down. You said that, not me. So why are you telling me about Mary? I'm somewhere laying in my bed. I don't got shit to do with Mary J. Blige. And to be honest with you, I don't really get into Mary J. Blige voice like that. Oops. So I don't listen to neither one of y'all. That's just a fact. Now, somebody must have asked her, Jaguar, well, what the hell is going on? And she says, somebody said, can somebody explain to me what's going on? So are you beefing with Mary J. Blige? She writes, no, she's just disrespectful behind the scenes. Thank at the Armand Wiggins Show for starting this mess. Then she tags Mary J. Blige. Mary J. Blige needs to stop spending money on PR so she can finally retire. But she can't. She got to pay Kendu. Karma is a B. I have no clue. I literally have no clue what she's talking about. I have no idea. I have no idea what she's talking about. So am I Mary J's PR? And I'm looking this broke? Mary don't pay then. Look at me. I'm broke. Mary, I'm trying to get some chest and some body and some booty. I need some money, Mary. I'm broke. If I'm doing all this PR, I'm trying to get fired. I'm going out of town. Oops. Speaking of going out of town, we'll get to it. But like I said, guys, this is probably going to be the last video this week. I'm really, really excited. Going to Atlanta. Guys, I'll be in Atlanta this week. Oops. Hey, daytime. It's going to be a movie. Maybe we can get Tasha K on the show. Yeah, I'm going to go see some of my people, some of my friends, and we're going to go hang out, and we're going to be, you know, bopping around in Atlanta. So if anybody wants to do a meetup,
I'll be in your city, bitch.
Rules to that, though. Listen, if you see me, wave at me, right? Greet me. Only thing as I ask is don't run up on me. Social distance. And my biggest pet peeve is, don't assume that I know you. You might see me every day, but I technically don't see you, so I don't know who you are. So if I look at you and you say my name and you're like, Armand, I'm like, huh? Don't get offended. I don't know you. Okay? Anyway, back to Jaguar. Now, what were we saying about Jaguar? I just forgot. I don't know why she's bringing this me into this. I don't know why she's saying that I have anything to do with her and what's her name beefing. Oh, then she did another post. She called me an attention seeker. And then Jaguar also said that she would never address me, but she's been tagging me and shit. Then she was like, but she loves my master, allegedly, Tasha K. So, which means that she's talking to Tasha K. Jaguar, so that's really where I'm going to block you. So, if you let Tasha K get in your head and you don't want to talk, but you want to keep tagging me, I'm going to block you, okay? One other thing that I would like to say, this is clear delusion, okay? And I don't understand why you people got mad at my friend Candace from Daytime Tea Time. Shout out to her, and thank you for that beautiful, beautiful video that you put together on Jaguar, because she does have a problem. Why would she just say, why would she assume, and why would she put out an allegation that I am the reason that her and Mary J. Blige are beefing? I don't know of you and Mary J. Blige. That beef is from 1990. That's not even my generation of beef. Anyway, so the people were mad at her, which I didn't really like. And I felt that it was very, very biased and very, very wrong for people to come down on Candace like that in the comments, because I've seen a lot of biases. But I get it. There's a lot of women, particularly black women, that don't really give a damn about women being homophobic towards gay people. I get it. We've been through that 1,000 times on this channel. So you guys didn't really care about my friend defending me, because it was like, well, he's a man and who gives a damn because he's gay. Right. I got it. But what I didn't understand was how you guys were defending Jaguar over thing that had nothing to do with the video. However, there was still another woman that was not being defended, and her emotions and feelings got completely disregarded. And that woman is Summer Walker. Jaguar completely threw out an allegation on Summer Walker. Summer Walker did not like that. Summer Walker checked her on it. However, yet people in Candace's comments were still focused on the fact that Jaguar is the underdog. She's, you know, and people were feeling so busy feeling sorry for Jaguar and the things that she's got going on within the industry and things like that, you totally disregarded the rudeness that she had against Summer Walker and throwing out a false allegation across the whole world without calling that girl and checking on her. But I get it. Summer Walker is technically prettier, is a little bit more successful, and a lot of people don't like those kind of girls. They feel like, you know what, Summer Walker, we don't care about her. She's doing her thing. She's got money. She's rich. We like Jaguar. She's walking around with a bald, nappy fade. She's miserable. She's the underdog. So let's support her. She's a lot less attractive, right? So we like to feel pity for those that we can look at as being the underdog. I get it, but no, I didn't feel that. I thought that was late, because even though she was being homophobic towards me, I get it. A lot of people didn't want to acknowledge that, but I think it was still tired and through that you guys didn't want to acknowledge the fact that Jaguar really disrespected Summer Walker. That's all. So I get it. They don't want to take up for Summer Walker because they feel like she's got a little bit more of an upper hand. I get it. So Jaguar's the underdog. Jaguar's full of B-S-H-I-T. And listen, for those people calling me messy, duh, this is celebrity gossip. Everybody that gossips is messy.
Stupid.
Why are you watching gossip? You're messy too.
Stupid.
Shouldn't you be watching Christian channels? Politics somewhere? You don't come and watch gossip and be like, this is messy. Of course, it's gossip.
Stupid.
What are we talking about here?
In the mix.
Get in here. Get in here. Everybody get in here.
With this freak of nature.
With DJ Armand.
Shout out to my friend Candace. I'll see you this weekend.
Yes, 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 yes. Okay. All right. Okay. Well, I'm just really checked out. I'm really, really excited to go and see my girl. So are we talking about, they said, okay, Young Buck. Young Buck and Cardi, I mean, not Young Buck, Tasha K.
Stupid.
Jeez Louise, same difference. Anyway. Well, Young Buck and Cardi B are still beefing. And apparently, Tasha K is on a broke stress rant. Yes, I said it, a stressful broke rant. Tasha K is going broke. And here's the thing. I'm not saying that she's going broke like literally the woman is down to no money. I mean, we know that that's not true. But I'm just saying, she's. I feel like, who said it best? My guy, Sean Davey Way, said it best. She's robbing Peter to pay Paul at this point. You know what I mean? How you penny pinch over here, you pinch over there, you borrow over here, you take a little bit of your mentee, 10,000, you pinch over there. That's why, you know, we're just mixing the pie. We got a little bit of this, we get some of that, and we do this. We're making, you know what I mean? We got the Patreon going, but it's not quite hitting because the receipts are fake. And then the Nutriverse ain't really selling, but maybe it's selling for the first half, but then, you know, then it stops selling once people realize they're not losing weight. And then what else did she sell? Then the Super Chat stopped coming because now you're begging for those. You know what I mean? And then somebody said she was making an OnlyFans. Whoa, 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 whoa. I don't know if that's true or not, but I damn sure don't want to see Tasha K on her OnlyFans. Ain't nothing that she can OnlyFans me. Absolutely not. Who would pay for a Tasha K OnlyFans? Hashtag me too. All right. Well, and I showed you guys the breakdown of the paid views. And people were trying to say that I made that up. Listen, if you didn't do all your research, don't talk about me, okay? You can buy views. You can buy commercial ad views. And listen, you can do that. You can do that. I don't know if she did it or not, but I'm just saying those damn views didn't add up. Watch how these views end at the end of this show. You'll see. You got 3,000 people in here. It should end at least double. If it doesn't, then something might be wrong. I don't know. But I know I didn't buy none. So I could be wrong. We're just testing it out. But anyway, she goes on a stress rant with Cardi B. And, of course, she talks about this blogger that she does not like, which is me. I don't understand how a woman that makes $31,000 a month. First of all, let's talk about that really quick. Tasha K, come to the carpet. Be original.
Hello, motherfucker.
Tasha K, bring your nappy head right here, little girl. All right, Tasha K, let me talk to you for a minute, stupid. All right. There was no way that you were going to get me to prove my income to you. I don't need to. However, if I was going to, I do not respond to your mentee. I do not respond to your mentee. Hold on. Give me 1 second. I just got a message. Hold on. Oh, Jaguar's in the car. Okay, great. You can call in. Hold on. It's a lot going on, but I'm having a lot of different messages come on. This is a lot of energy that's happening through here right now, but we got to get to Tasha K first. Jaguar, you'll just have to wait. So Tasha K goes on this rant, and she says that, well, let's listen to what she said. Let's listen to what she said. Now, I'm thinking she said this because, remember, she was online talking about she wanted to spill some tea.
Now, I promised the winos that I was going to give y'all an update on what I could regarding this little frivolous-ass lawsuit that was filed, I believe, in 2017, okay? But you spent time, you spent energy trying to inform this blog, this media site, okay, trying to take down my blog. That ain't happened yet.
So she's talking about Cardi B. Now, she's saying that Cardi B was sending over information to different media sites and blogs.
Okay, you gave me free press, even made a song about me called...
She said she gave her free press and made a song about her.
Press, I appreciate that, okay? But what I need to ask you is while you're spending all this time in my comment section on my Patreon, giving so-called, okay, non-relevant-ass bloggers that can't even compete with my motherfucking numbers at all, okay?
I don't know. Is she talking to me? I don't know what you talk about. Nobody get. What are you talking about? Girl, you are so pressed and triggered by me. Oh, that's why you mad, mad. That's why you mad. I don't understand. You think, let me tell you something, baby. I may not have the numbers, but bitch, I got the reach. And that's why you can't take it, bitch. You don't know what's going on or who I talk or what I know. What is you talking about, baby? You can only be talking about me because I feel like you're trying to hit at you mad, right? You mad, doggy? You just talk too much. Either Tasha K is really stupid or she's really dumb. Okay? She just be talking.
Trying to spin this narrative and spin that narrative. The narrative they need.
What narrative are we spending?
Need to spin is you filed a lawsuit. We responded, okay? We responded on time. Actually, before today, November 2019. Now, you were supposed to respond three more times already. And every time, there's an excuse. Now, I don't understand how you bring claims, okay? How you bring defamation. How you...
She's talking to Cardi B. She got triggered.
You bring all of this, but you ain't got time to prove it, okay? What are you paying those lawyers for? I pay mine to give me results, okay?
And she's tired of paying them damn lawyers. If I'm Cardi B, I would drag this thing out because Tasha K is going broke. She's tired of this. She wants out. She wants this to be done. She's tired of spending this money on this lawsuit.
I don't pay her to give me excuses, okay? And what I don't need is another...
And why is she screaming like this? And why is she so mad? Because she's broke. And that's why she got to talk like this. Because that money is getting low. And she's fed up.
Excuse. What I need to know is how we're going to finish this lawsuit. Now, you sent out a tweet talking about make peace. You're going to make peace with your past. Well, bitch, I'm your past. Make peace with your motherfucking past. Black lives
matter. Black lives matter. Don't bring black lives into this. Okay? Black lives ain't got shit to do with that. Tasha K. Now, her punk ass might try to hit my channel, so y'all be ready. Probably play the video, but we'll see. Now, why would she do that? Why would she do that? Why would she be in there talking like that? To me, that sounds like, girl, she tired of this. She ready for this to be done. She going through them accounts, baby, and that money, she did. Listen, it's the beginning of the month. Fee is due. We'll drag this out. If I'm Cardi, keep dragging it. Cardi, drag it if you drag it. Drag it, drag it, drag it, drag it, drag it. Drag it. Drag it out. Make her pay. She's rich. She makes $31,000 a month, which is pretty low. For, you know, what I assumed that she made. I know bloggers that make more than that. So, and they don't even have as high as her numbers. And she's, with her high numbers, she's not even making the top tier of what the girls are making. Oops. Yeah. But, you know, when you buy views, they can't calculate those. So they probably only calculate the real views. Anyway, Oh, yeah, we do have the Fair Use Act. Anyway, what was I going to say? So Tasha K is on a broke stress rant. She comes out of nowhere, and then she just starts ranting on Cardi B because she said that she wanted to spill some tea. She's been itching to spill some tea. She was already saying that she's already was assuming. I got some screenshots where she was assuming, where she was leading to that she was winning the case. She was saying, let me see what she was saying. Let me see what she was saying. She said that she, okay, here's what she was saying. I wish I could drop the lawsuit details and show y'all who's struggling, because people were saying that Tasha K was struggling because she was broke with the lawsuit. And then she also said, I'm laying low. We waiting for our materials, insinuating they're waiting for Cardi B to, I guess, for the discovery. And she said, y'all can wait for this outcome. And she also said, let me call my attorney and see if I can drop some emails between her attorneys and my attorneys tonight. Let me make this call. Let's just say winks, but someone has been stalling. So Tasha K has been alluding to the fact that Cardi B has been stalling in this lawsuit. Okay. So she's been itching and scratching to spill some tea. And I'm assuming that she went to court today and got pissed off because things may not have went in her way. So she's on a stress rant. Somebody hashtag stress rant. I don't know if you can do that legally. Can you do that? I mean, I guess she said she could do it. I don't know. So, I don't know. So she's on a stress rant. It'd be interesting to see how this case goes, because she's, that big mouth is starting to run. I don't know if you can legally do that. And she's trying to bring in blogs and other people. Listen, don't bring nobody else into your chat. This is all you. Ain't nobody got nothing to do with this. But it's you. But it's you. Nobody else. Don't do it. So we're going to take some calls. Girl, my phone is blowing like crazy. We're going to take some calls, and we're going to get into some things. Oh, shit. Okay, you guys ready? The number is 563-999-3658.
Who is this freak of nature?
With DJ Armand.
Of course he's live now, because we're live now.
I thought our numbers didn't work. Okay. Okay. So what's the last? Where's Jaguar? What's her last four? I don't want to say her full number. She ain't going to be able to take my viewers, baby bitch. This is a legendary show.
Oh, she went live with Jaguar? Pay it.
Let me see. She tried to go live with Jaguar. If she did that, that goes to let you know that hoe was pressed. Let me see. Hold on, let's see.
No, she did it. Listen. You mad, doggy? You's stay on that broke stress rant, Tasha K. It's just little old me. Stay on that broke stress rant, Tasha K. It's just little old me, baby.
Okay.
She's press. Cardi don't need no press. Press. She is so press. Let's go. This how you make a bitch move. Hey, this how you do it. Let me tell you, all you small creators, this is how you make a legendary motherfucking show. Fuck those numbers, bitch. This how you show these girls. This is a legendary show.
In the mix.
Who is this freak of nature?
With DJ Armand.
This is
a motherfucking legendary show. You get these girls with almost a million subscribers in their bag. But I need you to mentor me for what? Why do I need you to mentor me, bitch? I make you move, sweetie. I make you move, sweetie. Huh. You need to be taking my class. Be original, bitch. Be original. All right. Tell me what that lady number is. Okay. Girl. What's the lady? What's the last four of the lady's number? Okay. I'm assuming it's this one. No. I don't know what this lady. Is she on the line? Or are we just going to take calls then? Because I can't be trying to look for Jaguar. She's not here. Okay. 8822, you live on the air.
Hey, Amon.
Hey, what's going on?
I'm good. I just want to touch on a few things. I'm not going to stay here a long time because I'm a talker now. But I just want to talk about the VMAs and Doja Cat. So with Doja Cat, I feel like she had a great performance. I feel like when it came down to all the performances, like personally, her performance was my favorite performance. I think she brought choreography. She served the look. She looked good. She sounded amazing. Now, I do see people dragging her and saying how, you know, of course, she's a racist and she said things before. And yes, she did. She made some bad comments and some racist comments before in the past that was very wrong. And I understood why at that time she got dragged for it. But the girl came out, she apologized. Now, it's left with you to accept her apology or not to accept her apology. But my thing is, people drag her so much. And it's like there's other people in the industry
Hold on. Let me mute you. Let me tell you something. You. Listen, Tasha K been trying to say I'm a this head. I can be whatever I'm going to be. Let me tell you this. Tell her not to worry about that. Tell her to make sure that her gay husband is not somewhere in her basement banging out a tranny or some boy. Okay? Tell her to make sure the same things that happened to her when she was a child don't happen again. Okay? She needs to, instead of worry about what I'm doing with my life and what I've said I've done publicly, she needs to worry about repairing the relationship with her mother and the fact that her mother let her get abused for all those years. Don't put that energy out on me because your mother never cared about you when it came down to your father and your uncle. Oops. Now I'll take some more calls. Stop playing with me. 8822.
Hello.
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear? Oh, okay. Yeah, like I was saying, and just to add on to Tasha K, she's crazy, so she's delusional and she's pressed. Like, I
don't
pay her attention. She's very pressed, so, you know. But, yeah, like I was saying about Doja Cat, though, like, I just feel like, yeah, she did some racist things and some bad things back in the past or whatever, and was very wrong. So at that time when she was getting dragged, I seen why people was dragging her. You know, racist is like a big thing that's going on right now, and especially in this time, like, there's no time for you to make any comment that's racist or saying the ER word, like, you know, that's just very wrong. But my thing is, people drag her so much, and this girl, besides all that nonsense she did, she has talent. She's very talented. I felt like she put on a good performance at the VMAs. She had the best of the night, in my opinion. She did a good job performing, and I think there's so many people in the industry who are very, very, like, problematic. Like, they have so much nonsense going on with them, but they don't get dragged. Like, where's all that energy on Boosie? Boosie's talking about how he has his son getting, you know, while y'all know the whole story about that, about his son having older women, you know, doing things to him. That's very wrong. Now people don't drag him for that. And also too, with Cardi B too, like she ain't safe. Like, yeah, we like her or whatever, but Cardi B also too has in the past referred to black women as roaches and has called somebody's dead child a monkey before too. So where's the treatment for Cardi B as well? Yes, she has got canceled a couple of times. But, like, her cancel don't stick. It's just, I know, I mean, she can't be canceled because she's a star. But it's like, you know, like, Doja Cat is not the only person in this world that's very, like, crazy. So I don't understand why people, I mean, I get the point, but I don't really see, like, why she's getting dragged, like, so long. But she is a racist. And, like, I'm not trying to justify anything that she did. But it's just, like, she has talent. Like, her performance was good. Like, I don't care what anybody say. She did a good job and she has talent. Now, concerning Adele was just tired for that. Like, honestly, I don't really see the reason why she did that. Like, it was just like, yeah, I see the homage, but it's just like, girl, like, just stay in your lane. Like, drop this album and just have a seat. Like, it wasn't no need for that because obviously you're going to get dragged for appropriating culture, honestly. So that's what I wanted to touch on basically. But, you know, I just don't like the too much dragging of Doja Cat because she's very talented, honestly.
Thank you. Thanks, boo.
Mm-hmm. All right.
We get into some things today. Yes. Listen, she's going to have to come back with some more reads, okay? She's going to have to come back with some better reads, girl. Listen, we've all did a little bump, 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 bitch, back in the day. I'm not pressed about that, girl. That's no secret. Let's talk about that cooter, bitch. Let's talk about that abuse that you're suffering from mentally. Let's talk about why you got to go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Because you so messed up in your brain from all that ish that your mother succumbed you to. Right, girl? Right, day? I'm the one. See, when girls are pressed, when they're backed against the corner, they just throw out allegations. Girl, you don't know me. You're not phasing me, baby. You're pressed. You're on your line discussing me. Let's talk about how you're going to be a better mother. In fact, let's talk about why your daughter goes on live with you and says that all you do is sit on your phone and you don't spend any family time. And try me, I will pull up the video. Let's talk about how you sit up there and you pretend that your family is fake together when all of them know that you're full of shit. When you don't even spend time with your family. Your own daughter said it on live. And people that's in the comments, they remember, we got the videos. I know where to find the video. So until you're worried about what I'm doing, you worry about raising your kids. See, that's your problem. You're so busy worried about the numbers and on the internet that your daughter is growing up without her mama. To the point where she is telling you that you don't want to go to the movies with her. You don't want to spend time with her. You just want to sit at home, lay in a bed, and be on your phone with the baby. Oh, poor daughter. Sounds like your story, huh, Tasha K? Don't play with me, girl. Address that. Because there is an audio. You know it. Want to keep going? You want to keep going? You want to keep going? You want to keep going? Oh, okay. You better be reading. It's Monday. Shouldn't you be reading the book to your daughter? They tired of you being an absent parent. Girl. All right. All you do is drink and gossip, girl. The poor little girl can't even get no quality time with her mother. Then you try to get on live and pretend like, oh, what y'all want to do? Watch a movie? The baby said, girl, you don't want to watch no movie with us. Stop lying. You just want to lay on your phone and be upstairs with the baby. Your daughter said it, baby. Not me. That's not a lie. It's who you are. You're worthless. But you got it from somewhere.
Perfect.
Get in here. Get in here. Everybody get in here. It's a legendary show. Let's go. 2932.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, I wanted to say, let me run through this real quick. Doja, I don't think the black community can cancel Doja Cat because she got a big white fan base. I don't really think the black community can cancel anybody unless the artists only have black fans. That's why Cardi B can't be canceled because she got a big group of Mexicans supporting her. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And about Adele, it's a hairstyle that I don't really get on who can wear what hairstyle. We don't say none when we wear a different kind of hairstyle. So I think people should be able to wear what hairstyle they want. It doesn't look good on her, but if she want to wear it, let her wear it. And Tasha K, it's just sad to see, because you guys once had a friendship and it's sad to see that you guys got to this point that, you know, dragging each other back and forth.
No. But don't try to throw out those allegations on me when, girl, you got deeper rooted issues in your family that you need to be dragging. That's it. You got real issues that you need to be dealing with. Don't come over here talking about me sniffing or smoking or doing whatever the hell I do, bitch. You need to be worried about what's going on in your personal life with your family and your kids.
Yes, I agree with that.
Yes.
So it's no way that you guys can make up.
Well, no, because she doesn't want to be held accountable to nothing, and she's there's nothing to make up about. We lit over here. We don't need her. She got online because we online. Telling
right,
the truth.
Right.
He went on a broke stress rant against Cardi B out of nowhere. She's no victim. Screw her.
No.
She needs to be a mother. She needs to be the mother she never had. Thank you, caller.
Thank you.
Oops.
In the mix.
Mix. Who is this freak of nature?
With DJ Armand.
I'm just saying. Girl, okay. Four four five zero. You live on the air.
Hi Armand. The only thing you need to post about Tasha is those shoes that she was wearing last year for her birthday. The ones that everybody clowned her about. The gold looking, weird looking, long things. And then she came back and said those were Michael Kors for $600, and that was supposed to be. Oh, well, y'all can't talk about me looking a hot-ass mess because I'm wearing, quote-unquote, Michael Kors. Sis is not used to having a little bit of money. It's not her fault. That's really not her. She's not used to it. So if she went to Macy's or down to Burlington and got her little 40% off discount and walked out with them raggedy-looking shoes, this is the best she could do. Leave her alone, Omar. Please, just let her rest.
Here's the thing. My thing is this. You getting on here, you talk about everybody else. You talk about Cardi B. You blasting Cardi B. Girl, this sounds like a broke dress brand. You selling Pangea water. You selling Patreon. You selling ISO tea. You selling all this stuff that you shit on everybody else for doing. That's my thing with her. She dragged everybody about getting super chats. She dragged everybody about, she dragged everybody about doing Patreons. She dragged everybody about doing everything. She tells her subscribers, we don't need your money. Now all of a sudden she's pushing Patreons for fake receipts. She's selling fake tea, the pyramid scheme tea. And then now she's on this stress rant towards Cardi B out of nowhere. And now you want to get online? The person that's supposed to be jealous of you and your mentor, I triggered you to post your measly $31,000. Because, you know, the girls on our platform that's doing their thing are clearing your wages, Tasha K. Trust me, you know that. You know the girls are really clearing your wages. Let's be very clear on that. That $31,000 is trash, girl. You should be making way more than that, honey. You should be making more. I know bloggers with your platform, with your size numbers, or not even your size, with 500 and less, that's clearing your 31. Clearing your 31. So, girl, you got triggered from me, and you just posted in my chat twice, but I needed you to mentor me. I know you fucking lying. Let's drop a beat on that. I need her to mentor me. You see where the fuck she at? Let's drop a motherfucking beat on that. Hey, Lisa.
In the mix.
Who is this freak of nature?
With DJ Armand.
I need you to be my mentor. I need you to be my mentor. I know you lying. I need you to be my mentor. But you over here, you done post in a couple of days. You done reacted. You done commented twice. You done posted your measly income. You've been trying so hard to prove that you're not broke. It's ridiculous. You broke in more ways than one, Tasha K. It's just not financially. You broke in spirit. You're broke in love. You're broken family, bitch. You're broke. And you're mad about it. You're mad at everybody that's not broke, girl. You thrive off of this. And you mad. But I'm the girl. I'm the girl for you. I don't have nothing to hide. I'm the girl. I'm the one. I'm the one. See, you thought you was going to have somebody to go back and forth with you. No. It's, you got him right here. I'm not scared of you, girl. You can't put nothing out on me that I ain't put out on myself. You can't put nothing out on me that I ain't put out on myself. Now, let's talk about it, baby. She ain't getting on this line. You think I'm going to put her on my damn phone? I ain't talking to her. We ain't talking to her. We don't need to talk to her. Not talking to her. She ain't. Who is she? She's not worth it. Like I said, she went on a stress rant. Then she went on a manic rant, trying to call all kind of allegations. She also said my mother was not my mother. Girl, listen, you can't scare me, girl. Like I said, you're on a stress rant, and Cardi B should keep dragging the case out. You just need to knuckle up and sell some more teas. That's all. I don't even know why you're over here. Our numbers are not growing. You have a mentee. Everybody's surpassing me. I'm not talented. Nobody watches. We can't compete with your numbers. Why are you so triggered? Why are you live? Why are you in the comments? Why do you think that you would get on my phone? No. Post my income for you? What does that do? I don't need to prove shit to you. Who do you think you are? You kidding me? My phone is going crazy right now. Hold up. Well, you think I need to post something to you? Hold on. So yeah. Yes. Press. Cardi don't need no press. Oh, let's take some more calls. I told y'all this is going to be a legendary show. How about this, Tasha K? When I come to Atlanta, let's have a sit down and talk about it. Me, you, and daytime tea time. Let's all talk. Let's have a three. And listen, bring your friend too. Let's record it. You want to do that? Let's have a sit down. Let's do that. Invite us to the basement. Let's do a sit down. Let me show you how to really make a legendary podcast. I'll be there this weekend. (sighs) 2408. You're live on the air. Oh. 2408. You're live on the air.
Yeah, Amon. What's up, man?
Yes. Hey.
Okay. I want to say something about Jaguar Wright, which I do know of her from Brooklyn, from New York. Okay, which I know her from New York. I know of her, right? You got to understand, man, you're going to have a lot of people that actually have been has-beens that's going to have a lot of hate. Can you hear me?
Yes.
You hear me?
You said has-been.
Oh, they're going to have a lot of hate, man, and that's something that's just going to happen. And especially women such as Jaguar Wright, who is not only angry because of her career, she's just angry just because of the way she feels that she's been treated in the industry. It's sort of like, you know, I like Kaya, but it's sort of like Kaya's career. So you got to kind of like not pay too much attention to what Jaguar Wright is doing. She needs attention, and that's something that she's looking for. And you're probably one of the only ones that actually would take the time to do commentary on her. You know, I'm just lost. Like, how is Mary J. Blige even involved in this?
How did I get involved with Mary J. Blige?
Yeah, I don't even know how that even triggered. I mean, Mary J. Blige, she's a beautiful person, and I've been around her many times, and I'm like, Jaguar, please don't put Mary in this. It's because Mary made it, and you were angry and couldn't make it. Don't be mad at Mary. Mary is so far, far above you. Doesn't make any sense.
Well, apparently, so I'm going to be in Atlanta. Like Jaguar and Mary J. Blige are beefing.
Yeah, you're going to be in Atlanta this weekend?
Yes, I will. Yes, in a secret location.
Okay. I'm going to inbox you. I'm probably going to tell you to pick up a package from the Hyatt Regency from my boutique. I'm going to leave something for you. I'm going to inbox you, right? That's something for you.
Okay. Okay, thank you. I will pick it up. Yeah. Shout out to you in Atlanta.
Yeah, but you got it, man. This seemed like the year of just hate. This happened to me. I went through this and that. Everybody's talking about what happened to them 20, 40 years ago. Come on, man. You know, it's just too much, man. It really is. But anyway, you take care, man. All right.
Thank you. Bye.
Peace.
Okay. Bye. Listen, we're getting into some things. We are really, truly getting into some things. I didn't think the show was going to be this legendary. Okay. Okay. Oh, wait, we got more. Oh, Wham says she is so pressed. Blemish Beauty said Armand is the bone collector. Yes. Legendary Reed. Yes. And listen, I don't even like to go to those spaces. I don't like to go to those spaces because they don't look good, right? But you're not going to sit there and just throw out all kind of allegations on me, disrespect my mother, and then, you know, I'm going to meet you where you at. You're not gonna keep see that's the problem. She thinks she can just throw out all this kind of stuff on people, say all kind of outlandish, shocking shit. So can I. So let's say some shocking shit together. You're not gonna sit up here and keep disrespecting me, disrespecting my mother, and not get disrespected. Because my mother had nothing to do with this, and you tried to bring my mother y'all have disrespected my father. So I've let y'all make it. So now, girl, you think you're the only one that can say some outlandish, shocking shit? This mouth can get shocking. And this is just the beginning. Yeah, so I don't care what nobody feels. Nobody say, you brought my parents into this, try to play my mother. Girl, the gloves is off. And then you trying to play with me, the gloves is off. So 3-7. Okay. I don't know who that was. 5580.
Hello.
Hey.
What's up, man? How you doing, man?
I'm doing good.
You seem very pressed. Every time somebody bring up Tasha K, you get a little bit upset. You hang up on them so quickly.
I didn't hang up on you.
No. I'm saying people before me. I'm just saying, like, when they get you egged on about Tasha K, you start going crazy, and you go by ahead of the farm real quick. You've done that, like, 3 times I saw
today?
Video so far. Yes, I've watched you do it. So I'm sitting here laughing like, damn.
Okay, so what's the point? Because I didn't do that. I was actually trying to get to the team. So what is it?
Well, my point is that, you know damn well that, you know, her channel is her channel and you have yours. I wouldn't want to pay her no mind. Let her just do what she do and let that shit be. Like, let her do what she do and let that be. Let her be fake. Let her be phony. Let her do what she do. To me, I like her. She's quite entertaining to me, but that's about it. Just like you are entertaining to me as well. But let her do what she do. Let that girl do what she do. You know what I'm saying? If she wants to sit up here and make her little Patreon page or a little bullcrap. You know what I'm saying?
Let her be her own. So let her do what she do. So, right. Again. So let me. I'm not going to hang up on you, but we're going to have a conversation, right? So I'm going to mute you, but I'm not hanging up on you because I want to hear your response. So let her do what she do. She knocked at my door 2 times in a row. I answered. The first time, I was doing my spiritual shit. Point A, point B. You see my shit? She gets online. Oh, a so-called spiritual reader is online and dropping in views. Oh, this, that, and the third. You let your ego meet your fear. Good luck. Have a, you know, throwing shade. I let that ride. The other day, post the mentee's money. Oh, and it's people that can't ever do what you do. They views still don't match up to yours. They're slim. I'm like, I ain't said nothing about this chick. So she just comes out of nowhere, jabbing at me and knocking on my door. And then when I answer, it's let her do what she do. Wrong person. Wrong answer. Wrong answer. Wrong answer. You don't get to knock and throw eggs at my house and teepee my house and knock on my door and keep playing with me and then act like you ain't been messing with me when I've been minding my business. So what do y'all have to say to that?
That part I understand. But, and again, I understand that completely, 110%, I get that point, 110%. The thing about it is that when you react like that, when people bring up her name to you, it gives her more power. That's what she wants from you, is that reaction. You know what I'm saying? So you're giving her what she wants. She wants your reaction to you be out so dramatic about her name and all that. Like, she wants that from you. You know what I'm saying? So don't give her that power over you, bro.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. That's what
right.
I'm saying.
I understand. I understand. But, yeah, sometimes it just comes across like people feel like I'm just bullying her or I'm just like, always
no,
looking
no, no,
to talk
no.
about her. And I'm like, no, this lady is coming for me. But she literally comes for, and like, there's times that I would like leave her out of it. But the thing is this, what we're not going to do is make it seem like she's above reproach. Just like she can do commentary and bring people up, I can do commentary on her. Because I don't say what she wants to say, it's a problem. My thing is this, if I'm so small and I'm so trash, you shouldn't be so bothered.
That part I get. Let me say one more thing. Then you
okay.
mentioned how Tasha K is broken, that her bread should be a whole lot more than the $31,000 off of her content. I can believe that. And I wouldn't have believed it unless, what's that guy's name? Funky Deniz, I think his name is, or whatever. When Kaya and him was beefing on YouTube, this man posted how much he made off of one video talking about Kai. He made $2,000 off of that one video. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
So
mm-hmm.
I get your point with that. Her money should be a whole lot more thicker than Funky's, where she has less views than you do, and you're Tasha K. You know what I'm saying? So that part I get. You know what I'm saying? That's what I want to say. That's it.
Thank you. Bye. Girl, You know how you see all these numbers up here? You want to get on the top of the line, bitch? You're going to have to dig in your person's super chat. You think I'm going to get on here and you just try to throw out all kind of allegations on me? Why do you need to get on my show? You go on your Mentee show. Go on your platform. You're not coming on my shit. I run this. You don't run me. That's the problem. Get it. Don't get it twisted. We don't need you over here. The show is still going on. We don't need you over here. You're not getting up here. We don't need you up here, period. Now, we don't need you up here. So if this is you, you out. I'm not putting her on the phone. I don't need to talk to her. I've done that before, and it went left. I don't need to talk to her. She said what she said when she went on her page and tried to do too much. So, girl, go back to your page and respond there. You're not going to gaslight me into cursing you out any further. You'll get put on the line. Send me since you make $31,000 a month and I'm so broke, send me a $100 super chat, bitch, and you can get on the line. How about that? 6203, you live on the air.
Hey, Armand. So, really quick, I'm a regular caller, and I actually found you maybe 8 months ago.
Okay.
From Tasha K's page originally. And so, let's clear a few things up, okay?
Okay.
All of this, don't talk about her as a mother, her child. First off, it's the same person who keep bringing your mama up.
Yes.
Second off, this the same person who's really mad because she can't out pocketbook Cardi B in court. She
Ooh.
Asked that girl to take her ass to court because
she
kept
gave
talking about
that
girl
like,
as a mother.
She said, do this, do that, take me to court. Let's go to court. She asked for that.
Thank you. She asked for it when she kept saying, same as with you, that Cardi B was doing drugs while carrying culture. So let's not skip
yes.
all of that shit. That's why she's
yes.
mad, because her $31,000 a month is going to the lawyers, period. That's what she's pissed about. So yeah, she needs to make more money. She do. This is YouTube. Anyway, that's all I had to say, Armand.
Thank you.
Real short and simple.
Period.
She
real recognized
exactly
real. Yeah. Shout out to you, Queen. Let's go. All right, 3035.
In the mix. Who is this freak of nature? With DJ Armand.
3035.
Hey, Armand, what's good? You know, it's Billy
hey,
Chica.
Hey, what's going on? Hey.
So, you know, I'm here for all of it. This is just a lot. My whole heart is racing. I was not ready for all of this. Like, man, I see today. I wasn't ready. It's a Monday. Like, it's Monday. So,
right.
But,
this is how you put on the show.
Okay. Old Manny Fresh Face, Jaguar Wright. She's getting on my nerves. Like, I'm done with her, okay? She needs to go. Like, I feel like at the end of the day, she sits and trolls. She sits downstairs in her basement smelling like cigarettes. She get drunk, listen to old Mary J. Blige album with an old Mary J. Blige wig on and some old Mary J. Blige boots, okay?
Yeah.
I feel like that's just how she spends her lazy Saturdays. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, Tasha K. I'm so sick of her. Like, all these people with these haircuts is coming out the woodwork. Like, who's next?
It's a haircut for me, y'all.
I mean, who's next? Ayamla coming out next.
Right.
She's going to be the next person. Okay. Tasha K needs to stop it. Okay. She needs to worry about getting that little girl Jasmine drunk and leaving her around her creepy husband and then complaining about not getting no pee.
Oh.
Okay, on herself. You wonder why you ain't getting no pee, Tasha K, because Jasmine's getting that pee, Tasha K.
I don't know that other girl, so I don't want to throw her in it. But since she was over there throwing out allegations and just throwing out stuff, let's throw out the allegations.
It's been plenty of times that I have watched. I have made it no shame in my game of saying that I was a Tasha K fan first. But then the hate for you brought me there, so she was your best promoter anyway. So thank you, Tasha K. I found Armand. Thank you, Bill. But what bothered me about her is that Jasmine, always drunk. Jasmine, you want another glass of wine, Jasmine? You want another glass of wine? Oh, you ain't too drunk to drive home, are you? You ain't too drunk to drive home, are you? Next thing you know, she'll be like, I'm so horny. I need some pee. Me and my husband need some pee. Where you think she's putting the pee in that boo while you down there gagging and hating on our mind? Where that pee in that, hon? So, yes. You need to worry about that. All them bedrooms going to tell some stories, going to look like walking into the WAP video if you walk in Tasha K house.
Oh!
Okay.
Oh!
And I said what I said.
Or the
P.A.D.
video.
Okay. Or R. Kelly house.
Oh, hey, all right, gotta go, bye.
In the mix. Who is this freak of nature? With DJ Armand.
Well, this was a legendary show. Bitch, we're not getting through all these damn calls. That's just not happening. How long we've been on? The line is just through the roof. Y'all is really trying to go in and carry on. Should we stay on? Well, hold on, because, you know, hold on. Let's see. I am not putting her on the phone. I'm not talking to her. She don't run nothing. We don't need her over here. All right, if we get 100 subscribers, we'll stay on. I'm not putting her on the phone. We don't need to talk to her. We don't need her. She's over here. We don't go over there in her chat, ever. I don't talk to... Listen, I wouldn't have come for her. I didn't even come for her. I was reporting the news. It is what it is. She started the shit. I want to do the paycheck stuff. Girl, I'm not finna... Don't... Listen, I was letting it ride when the people was calling you broke. Wasn't my business. I know that she was selling the tea. I know that she was, you know, really accepting the super chat. I knew that you was doing the Patreon, but you wanted to come shoot a shot at me. So when I answer back, you're mad. So then you couldn't think of anything else to say. And I really, you know, you couldn't think of anything else to say, so you tried to go low. Oh, you are, I don't know, they said, you said I was a cokehead. You're a cokehead. You tried to go low. Girl, that's just simply not true. But let's sling out insults. Let's talk about some truths. The truths are, you don't spend enough time with your family. That's the truth. Because that's not no hearsay. I heard that on a video on your channel. So instead of worried about what I'm doing with my booty, my nose, my peen, you should be worried about your family. I'm just saying. You should be worried about your family. You trying to throw out an allegation on me. Girl, half the people watching you is probably high right now. It's 2020. You better get it together. Okay? She said I was doing coke in my booty. So she just put a combo together. By the way, no shade. I had a friend, and I heard that that's where they be doing it. They be doing the pills and the thing. They be doing that. I've never done that shit before. But, I mean, of course, she want to come for the booty. That's when they can't go, when they don't know what to say, they go gay. They go to drugs, they go to disease, and then they go to homophobia. That's fine. But make sure you make sure that you at your parent-teacher conference. That's where you need to be. Make sure that you go and be present in your child's life. That's where you need to be. You need to get up out this life and go read your daughter and your son a book. Be present. The Bible says be present in your child's life. That's what you should do. Okay? And you should also be present in your husband's life. Let me see. I'm not talking to you. You're not going to get on here and just start yelling out a bunch of, why do I need to talk to her? What is she going to say? 3925, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi. So, all right, just a couple of things. I think Tasha K is completely bleeping delusional. Like, she keeps messing with you for no reason. And you could just see the envy on her face when she mentioned your name.
Yeah, because it's unnecessary. If you didn't care, why would you keep, like, why are you, like, if I'm so trash, you shouldn't be this triggered. Bitch, we lit over here. I don't need to talk to you. This, I'm showing
exactly.
I'm showing you my power. I'm showing you that I'm a force to be reckoned. I'm showing you I'm everything you said I'm not. I'm showing you. So I'm all of these things. You don't need to sit and talk to me. But I'm showing you what I am. And I'm nothing to be played.
And she's a
period.
She can't even get up. And it's just like, it's funny, Tasha, at this point, because she just gives up so much at this point. It's just like, are you going to talk or are you going to
She's breaking up. So we have to let you go because it was breaking up. All right. 4265.
I'm on the air.
Yeah, turn me down in the back. Yeah.
Okay, let me turn this down. 4265, that's me. I'm on the air.
Yes, that's you. That's you.
Yes. All I want to say is that I just started watching you, but you is off the hook. Now that I'm an OG, I am JoJo from West Oakland. Now I know what press mean.
Yes.
Them bitches is pressed. Don't let them bitches have you up there sitting up there pressed now, because both of them bitches really look alike. One just dressed up with makeup, and the one of them ain't. So keep doing what you're doing, and let me see you twerking one more time.
Thank you,
girl. That's all I got to say.
Thank you. Love you. No, period. We're going to take a couple more. Let me see. Private caller, you live on the air.
Armand, hi.
Hi.
You hung up on me just like a few, like a couple minutes ago.
Because
you were like, oh, I'm not talking now. Uh-huh. Okay. I have a serious question. Does this woman have some serious tea on you?
No.
Okay. Okay, then you're fine. Because I was going to tell you that fuck whatever it may be, go ahead and dish it whatever yourself because the way she's moving, it's like it's real sketchy. You understand what I'm saying? I love you, Armand. I've always been a fan of your show from the very beginning.
Everything is out, bitch. I've been to jail. I've had an STD, bitch. I did coke before. It's all of that, girl. What is there to talk about? That's it.
No, well, you're good because the way women like Tasha K move,
they pulled up my criminal record before, bitch.
Yes. They get real dirty and grimy. You see, those are the type of chicks that when they sit around their friends, they collect and tea. You understand? Like, and then as soon as they fall out over something little, then at the end, this is what happened to you and da da da. So it's just, you know. You need to be careful with that one. She got some voodoo type of shit going on with her. But I'm going to leave you alone, Armand. I love you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye, baby.
Yes. So, we got another 99. Come for me, bitch. I want you to. I'm not scared of you. Come for me. Come for me, ho. I don't care. Make me famous, Tasha K. Come for me, bitch. Let's go. Let's go. Come for me. Come for me, bitch. I welcome it, motherfucker. Let's go. I'm not worried about her. I'm so not worried about her. Like, you're not going to scare me out of not talking about you, bitch. Fuck you. You're not going to punk me, bitch. Fuck you, ho. Now, tired of her. Yeah, you want this channel. You still not going to shut me up? Let me get out of here before I start really cursing. But yes, today was a legendary show. I love y'all. I'm about to get out of here before I start really going off. 'Cause